Thanks for checking out the My City Church podcast today. If this is your first time listening in with us, we want you to know that you are loved. Wherever you're joining us from, we hope that this message inspires you. And now, here is Pastor Jesse Norman.
Hey, My City Church Online, welcome to our live broadcast. Wherever you are this morning, I'm believing that God is going to speak to you right where you are. And so much is going on in our world right now. Last weekend, we had church online and a physical location. This weekend, we're completely online. And here's what I want to tell you is that even in the midst of all of this, there is hope. There's hope for your situation. And we want to declare that message in our city. So beginning tomorrow, we are starting a 21-day journey called There Is Hope. And we're going to be producing some unbelievable online content. We're going to have online groups, online prayer meetings, and so much more. Want you to stay up to date. And even in the midst of this, we are in our Vision Builder series, and we're going to continue. This is our last week of it, and today is our Vision Builder's Miracle Offering Sunday. And I wanted to almost not do it, but the Lord told me, no, keep moving forward because the church needs to rise in faith during this time. And much of your giving is going to be funding the vision, but it's also going to be going to meet real needs right now in our community. And one of the things that we're doing, a part of our There Is Hope journey, is we are buying food and delivering it to kids in need. And your giving today is going to go towards that. So even right now, as I preach, I want you to be listening to the Spirit of God, what you might give above and beyond. At any time during this message, if you want to give to our Vision Builders Miracle Offering, you can click the Give link above and select our Vision Builders Fund, and you can give generously. Well, today, as we dive into God's Word, I want you to turn to Judges chapter 6, and we're going to be looking at an amazing story about a man named Gideon. And here's what it says in verse 11. It says, the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak of Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where the son of Gideon was threshing wheat in the winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied, but if the Lord is with us, why has all of this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hands of the Midians. The Lord turned to him and said, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of the Midian's hand. And am I not sending you? Pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied, but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. The Lord answered, I will be with you. And today I want to talk to you from this topic or this thought. You are stronger than you think. You are stronger than you think. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your presence that is meeting people right where they are. It's filling living rooms. It's coming through on iPhones, Lord, and I pray that your Spirit would speak to people today. Whatever people are facing, Lord, in this world right now, God, that you would be a peace and a comfort, and that you would remind them that they are stronger than they think. Lord, we love you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, this morning I've got a question for you. Have you ever had to get a lot done in a short amount of time? Boy, I've had this happen this week to me. We went from having church online and in a physical location to this week literally having to turn our church completely online. Our team has been working literally around the clock, turning over our website, filming worship sets, filming messages, redoing everything, our groups, to move everything online. And I just wanted to take a moment right now and celebrate our amazing team, My City, and everything that they are doing. Come on, wherever you are, just give them a big round of applause. Man, we're so thankful to all of our creative teams and really everybody that is going the extra mile. But this week, we had to get so much done in such a short amount of time. And it's crazy when you have to get a lot done in a short amount of time, you start to realize realize that there's really no time to just sit around and kind of contemplate what to do. You just have to take bold action. And one of the things that I found is that you find yourself in this moment where you're kind of scrambling to get so much done, where you're going to, you literally say this, you're like, God, I'm going to do everything that I can do during this season, but God, I really need you to show up. And here's the thing that you're going to learn in life. Is that you're going to have to learn this simple fact. I'm going to do what I can and patiently wait for God to do what only He can do. And there are times in our lives where we feel like we are out of control almost, that the world is spinning around us. Right now in our world, man, it is so prevalent. The world has literally shut down. So much has changed, and there can be a feeling of being paralyzed during this season. But here's what I want you to do. God doesn't want you to be paralyzed. God wants you to get vision for this season that you are in. And you need to do what you can do while you patiently wait for God to do what only He can do. That's why I love the story of Gideon. Gideon is this unbelievable story. The nation of Israel has been given over to the hand of Midian. They are oppressing them. They are literally shut down. Gideon is hiding in a threshing floor because of the oppression. And boy, if there's ever a time that I can feel like I can relate to Gideon, it's right now, being quarantined really in our houses, not being able to get out and do very much, and literally feeling pressed on every side. And I want you to see what Gideon does in the midst of this situation, because a lot of people think that Gideon was just hiding in a threshing floor, but I think Gideon was up to so much more than just hiding in a threshing floor. I think Gideon was doing what Gideon could do. I want you to see what the Bible says Gideon was doing in Judges chapter 6, verse 11. Here's what it says. Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press. Why? To keep it from the Midianites. Gideon may have been hiding in a threshing floor, in a wine press, but the reality is that he wasn't just sitting around just praying that God would do it all. He realized that he had a part to play in the vision that God was going to bring about. And what he said is, he says, I'm not going to sit around and do nothing. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to protect what I have, and I'm going to keep it. I'm not going to let it be lost to the enemy. And I want to encourage you today that needs to be your heart's cry during this season, that whatever's going on in your world, that you're going to do your part in making sure that you keep it, that you keep your faith alive, you keep your passion alive, and you keep on moving towards the God-given vision in your heart. If you are going to be a vision builder, you cannot control the world around you, but you can keep it. You can keep the faith. You can keep moving forward, and you can keep doing what you can do. Here's the thing that I found about God is that there are moments in our life where we feel like we are wasting time. As I look around the world right now, this could be one of those moments where we feel like we are stuck in between two worlds. Like we were normal just a month ago, and then all of a sudden this coronavirus has hit, and now everything is changing. Restaurants are shut down. We're not able to meet as a church, and so much is changing, and it can almost feel like life is on pause. But here's the thing that I want you to know about a waiting season, that there's something for you to do during the waiting season. And here's one of the things that I've discovered about a waiting season. The waiting season is never wasted because you serve a slow, fast God. The waiting season, it's never wasted because you serve a slow, fast God. Pastor Jesse, what do you mean by we serve a slow, fast God? Well, here's the thing that I found about God is that throughout the Bible, whenever God moves, this word suddenly is attached to it. But if you read those stories suddenly, when the Holy Spirit fell in the book of Acts, the Bible says, and suddenly God came upon his people. But what we don't pay attention to is the fact that they were doing what they could do. They were in an upper room. They were waiting, but they were not wasting their waiting. They were praying. They were believing for a breakthrough. And then all of a sudden, what seemed slow to them in a season of waiting, that it felt so slow. God, when are you going to show up? When are we going to find deliverance and freedom from this? All of a sudden, in that slow moment, God moved suddenly. God moved fast. I want to remind you today that during this season, it can feel slow. It can feel like, when are we going to get through this? But I want you to know this, that when God begins to move in your life, he'll take something that seems really slow and he'll put the gas pedal down and he'll accelerate. He's a slow, fast God. He moves suddenly in your life. And so while we are waiting, let's not waste our waiting season. Here's some things that I want you to do during this waiting season. I think there's some things that you have to manage during this waiting season. Here's one of the things that I think you have to manage. You have to manage engagement. Here's the reality. While you're waiting, while Gideon was in a wine press, he was doing the thing God had called him. He was keeping his faith. He was managing how he was engaging. And right now, there's so much noise in our culture. Like, social media, everybody has an opinion. Everybody has something to say. You turn on the news and it's just hours and hours and hours and hours of just negativity. And here's what I want to challenge you. How are you managing the engagement of your home during this season? Are you engaging your home in the things of God, in faith? Do you have worship music on, or are you just listening to the negative news all day long? Now, I want you to be aware, you need to stay up to date of what's going on, but you don't have to feed your soul with that stuff. Get into God's word. Get into God's presence. Get on a Bible reading plan and take your faith to the next level during this season. You gotta manage your engagement. Here's another thing I think you need to manage during this waiting season so the waiting isn't wasted. I think you gotta manage rhythm. I think we underestimate rhythm in our life. Like, so much of our life is built around structure. You get up, you get ready, you go to work. Once you're done with work, you might go to the gym, you come home, you see your family, you eat dinner, and you watch a television show. Whatever you do, there's a built-in rhythm to your life. And right now during this season, rhythm has gotten turned upside down. And I want to encourage you as a family to sit down as an individual, whether you're single, married, or you have kids, to sit down and look at your world right now and say, I'm going to build a rhythm. I'm not going to put on 15 pounds during the coronavirus. I'm going to find a rhythm. I'm going to get up. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to engage in healthy work. I'm going to engage in community on online groups. I'm going to grow my faith during this season. I'm going to build a rhythm of things that I do consistently. And here's the other thing that I think you have to manage is this thing called vision. There are moments like this where we're in waiting, and because we feel like we're in pause, we stop looking into the future with great expectation. I want you to know today that your pastor is full of faith. And I want you to be full of faith. I don't want you sitting going, when are we going to get through this? No, now's the time to maybe rethink some things in our world. Maybe rethink vision for your life. For some of you, you may have be going through a very difficult time where you're potentially maybe losing your job. Listen, I don't underestimate the pain of that, but I want to encourage you in the middle of this season, we are going to get through this. So this may be a time to turn to prayer, to put faith, and begin to look into your future with fresh vision. Here's the reality is that I think in our lives, if we don't manage vision during this time, some things begin to happen to us. I want you to see what happens when the angel of the Lord begins to speak to Gideon and how he responds. Here it is, Judges chapter 6, verses 12 through 13. It says, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. What is he saying? Right now in this moment, you're the man of vision. You may feel like you're waiting. You may feel like you're hemmed up and you're stuck in this wine press full of fear. But I want to remind you, Gideon, of who God says you are. You are a mighty warrior. But I want you to see how Gideon responds to this declaration of vision over his life. He says, pardon me, my Lord? like, who, me? Like, are you talking about me? I think you might have got the wrong guy. Like, pardon me, Lord, Gideon replied. And this is his response. But if the Lord is with us, why has all of this happened to us? Boy, I think this is a question that a lot of people in our world are wrestling with right now. If God is good and God is with us, why are we going through this right now? And I want to encourage you today, if you feel that way, hey, You just give it a little bit of time because the Bible declares that God works all things for the good of those that love him. You may be in a waiting season right now, but don't waste your waiting and don't get hung up on why is this happening, because that question is going to stop your vision. God wants you to look beyond the why and look to what he wants to do in the future. And I want you to see how he reflects on this. He says, where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about? He's saying, I've heard about God's faithfulness, and I've heard my ancestors talk to me about, boy, God delivered us out of Egypt. God did miracles and signs and wonders, but I've got a question. We got a lot of stuff going on right now, and I can't see beyond this. I'm not full of vision, and he's saying, I'm trying to reflect on my past, but here's the thing that I found about our past. Our past can only encourage our future. It can't give us vision for it. See, you may look back on the testimonies of God, and I want to remind you today, if God's been faithful to you in the past, he's going to continue to be faithful to you in the future. But as you look back on your past and you've seen God come through, it can encourage your future, but it can't give you vision for it. It can tell you God's going to come through, and I think our part in the middle of the waiting is to trust and to look back on our past and say, God, you've been faithful to us in the past. I'm going to let that encourage my future, but I'm going to begin to dream about the things that I want to do out in my future. I'm taking my faith to a whole nother level. I want to encourage everybody. I've had to personally do this in my life. This current situation for our church and really for business leaders in our church and so many other people is what would you do right now is what could you do if you just took a moment and let God's faithfulness encourage your future and you begin to dream again? I've had a look at our church and I've been praying. I'm going, God, I've got 1,000 ideas now of things that I want to change up in our church, that we can become more portable, that we can reach more people. I think even in the middle of difficulty, even in the middle of waiting, God can give you fresh vision. If you're a business leader, I want to prophesy to you in the middle of this. You may feel like it's all falling apart, but I think if you can hear the still small voice in the middle of it, you will hear God speak fresh faith and fresh vision, and God can give you a plan to let this thing turn around. I want to remind you today that don't waste your waiting. Let God speak vision. Let God speak faith into your soul. You are going to get this. And here's the thing that I found with Gideon is what was Gideon reflecting on? He was reflecting on his experience. He was reflecting on, why are we in the midst of all this pain? And you were faithful to our ancestors. What is he doing? He's reflecting on our experience. See, our experiences can only take us so far. Our experiences, they can encourage our future, but they can't give us vision. And here's why this is so important. Here's what I want you to understand. Where our experience ends, God begins. Did you know that nothing's ever occurred to God? It's not like God was like, oh man, it never occurred to me that this was gonna happen in the earth. Nothing catches God by surprise. See, things catch us by surprise because we are stuck in time. We are living from experience to experience. Here's the beautiful thing about being a vision builder. Being a vision builder attaches you to a source greater than yourself called God. God lives outside of time, which lets you live by vision, not your experiences. It lets you create a future, not the one that you've experienced in the past, but the one you see out in front of you. Here's what I want you to understand is that God wants to bring you to the end of yourself. I know this is difficult, and I'm gonna preach full of faith here in just a moment, but a lot of things that God is doing in our life is just to get us to the end of ourselves. I think we live in a world where we've experienced, especially in the United States, a level of prosperity, a level of blessing, and to be honest with you, we've kind of just defaulted to living in our own strength. And I think one of the things that is part of God's mission is to bring you to the end of yourself. Why to the end of yourself? Because the end of yourself is your experiences. It's what's happened to you in the past. And if the end of those experiences where God begins, then God wants to bring you to the end of yourself so that God can give you the life that, not the life that you can create, but the life that God wants to create through you. Here's what the Message says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. I love the way this is written. It says, "You are blessed. You'll be full of vision. You'll be full of hope. You'll overcome any scenario. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. When you just at the end of yourself, that's when you're blessed. With less of you, there is more of God and His rule." And I believe that that's what God wants to do in your life. God wants to help you come to the end of yourself, not so that that's the end of it, but it's the beginning of a brand new chapter in your life. It's where God begins to take over and God begins to rule. And I think right now in our world, in our nation, the church needs to lead the way in coming to the end of ourselves and begin to look to a source that is greater than ourselves. His name is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider, and that we walk with faith knowing that where we end, God begins, and where God begins, faith is put into the earth, vision is refreshed, and we can step out and do great things. Here's some things that I think God wants to come to an end in our world, in our lives, is that what God wants to end is this thing called self-reliance. I think we're called to be strong people. In fact, when God called Joshua to go take the promised land, the first command he gave him was to be strong and courageous. But I want to remind you, Joshua wasn't strong and courageous in himself. He was strong and courageous in the Lord. And we've got to have a thing where we kind of get self-reliance off of us. Here's the reality in your life. You're going to trust in two things. You're going to trust in your own strength, or you're going to trust in God's strength. You're going to trust in something. You're going to put your faith in something. And as a vision builder, as a man and a woman of God, as a person of faith, you better focus your trust, because trust is the foundation of faith. And I want to put my trust, not in my own strength, what I can do, because to be honest with you, I'm not really that strong. But I want to put my trust in God's strength. There's some other things that I think God wants to kind of come to an end. I think God wants prayerlessness to come to an end. And what a word for the church right now, where we aren't able to gather in a physical location, and we're not able just to have the typical Sunday fun day and kind of do the religious kind of ritual. But you know what the one thing that can't be stopped? It's this beautiful thing called prayer. Prayer attaches us to heaven. It attaches us not to our strength, but to God's strength. And I want to challenge you during this time, get up in the morning, put worship music on in your home, walk around, pray down heaven. Not little quiet prayers, but bold declarations. God, we are declaring that your goodness is going to fill the earth, that you're going to turn this thing around quickly, that whatever's going on in our world, you're bringing peace, healing, and strength. I think God wants prayerlessness to end in our life, and here's why. This has to be the cry of the church. Prayer, it's not our last resort. It'll be your last resort if you're trusting in your own strength. But when you trust in God's strength, it's your first response. There's many people around our world right now that are praying, and they haven't prayed in a long time. And I'm not getting down on that. I'm just pumped people are praying. I'm pumped that people are considering putting their faith back in action. But what would happen to your life, to the vision God has given you, the vision for your future, that rather than when things fall apart or you're stuck in a waiting season, you prayed? What would happen if you put prayer as your first response to everything? What would happen in your life if you made prayer the voice coming out of your mouth? That you pray that our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my life, in my family, in my vision, in my business, on earth as it is in heaven. I think God wants prayerlessness to end. You know what? I think there's another thing I think God wants to end. I think God wants to end, he wants a lack of faith to end. And Jesus said this about his return. He says, "When I return, will I find faith in the earth?" You want to know what God's up to? God is up to bringing fresh faith to your life. And here's the thing about faith that I want you to understand. Here's why faith is so important. It's because faith produces vision for what God can do, not what we can do. See, I think Gideon was in a waiting season. He was in a season where God was trying to get him to lift his eyes beyond his past experiences and to look into the future with great expectation. To what? To get faith back on the inside of him. Gideon, you got to get some faith, because why? It's going to give you a vision, not for what you can do, man of God, but what God can do through you. And I believe this, that is a prophetic word for what the Spirit of God is saying to the church right now. Let faith rise in the earth. Let's get fresh vision in our lives, in our homes, in our families, for our marriages. And let's get a vision bigger than ourselves, so we can not rely on what we can do, but we can get a vision for what God can do. Here's the thing about God that I love. God can do a lot with a little. God doesn't need a lot. He just needs willingness. He just needs somebody to participate with him. Look at how he shows up to Gideon, Judges chapter 6. He says, "The Lord turned to him and said, 'Go in the strength that you have.'" He didn't say, "Go find fresh strength." He didn't say, "You don't have what it takes." He says, "Gideon, go in the strength that you have." Because if you're relying on your strength, it's probably not going to go very well. But if you rely on my strength, I can do a lot with a little. "So go in the strength that you have and save Israel out of Midian's hands. Am I not sending you?" What is he saying? Am I not with you? I can do a lot with a little. I'm sending you. And look at Gideon's response. He says, "Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied, "but how can I save Israel? My clan is what? The weakest in Manasseh. And I am the least in my family." What is he saying? God, I don't have much. I can't see beyond my lack. I can't see beyond what I don't have. I'm the weakest and I'm the least. Here's a word for you today. If you feel like you're in a weak state, or you feel alone or forgotten, I want to remind you today, God hasn't forgotten about you. And where you feel weak or the least, God's saying, I can do a whole lot with just a little. If you'll just get some faith. And here's how you get faith. He says, "The Lord answered him, 'I will be with you.'" You've got to have a perspective that God wants to do so much in your life. Here's the reality. Your little is a lot in God's hands. Today, as we give in our Vision Builders miracle offering, you may only be able to do a little. It's not about equal giving. It's about equal sacrifice. It's about equal trust, because in God's hands, your little, it's a lot in his hands. God can do so much. Here's how the Apostle Paul wrote about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 11. He says, "My grace is sufficient for you." His grace is sufficient for you right now in this season. You're gonna get through this. "For my power is made perfect in weakness." What is he saying? I can do a whole lot with just a little. "Therefore, I will boast the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulty. For when I am weak, then I am strong." What a word for our world right now. Church, hear me. You're not just a citizen of America. You're not just a human being. You are a child of God, and you are a citizen of heaven. So when you feel persecuted, like you're walking through difficulties or hardships, here's the promise of God's scripture. He can do a whole lot with just a little. So if you feel weak, let the weak say, "I am strong," because God is gonna rest on you. God is gonna rest on you. I wanna remind you today, wherever you are, just as God spoke to Gideon, "Gideon, go in the strength that you have and deliver my people. Gideon, I was faithful in the past." Let that encourage your future. But Gideon, I want you to get a vision, because you're a mighty man of God. don't stay here. You may feel weak, Gideon. You may feel like, I don't know how I'm gonna get through this. Well, I wanna remind you today that his power rests on weakness. This is an hour for the church to rise in prayer. Because why? You're stronger than you think. You're so much stronger than you think. Why? Not because you're relying on your strength or your wisdom or your willpower, because in your weakness, God is gonna rest on you. God's gonna come through. God's gonna bless your home. God's gonna turn this situation around in your life, because why? He's gonna give you fresh vision because you're stronger than you think. Gideon, you're a mighty man of God. You're a mighty man of valor. You're stronger than you think. And I wanna look at you through this screen and tell you you're stronger than you think. God's more with you than you could ever imagine. And that was God's promise. Judges chapter 6, verse 16. The Lord answered, and here's his answer to you. I will be with you. He's with you, friend. He's with you. He's with our church. He's with our city. He's with our nation. He is with us. And in this time of weakness, God is going to show himself strong. You can get vision. You can give generously. You can keep on living the life God has called you, because he is with you in the middle of this. I want to remind you of this simple truth today. I am strong because my life is in God's hands. I'm strong today because my life is in God's hands. And that's my question to you today, wherever you're watching from. Is your life in God's hands? Have you given your life to him and surrendered him, and in your weakness and sin and shame and fear? Maybe you were once close to God and you've veered off course. Maybe right now in your weakness, God wants to show up and give you strength. But my question to you today is your life in God's hands? If your life isn't in God's hands, right here, right now is your moment to say, Jesus, I believe you died on a cross for my sins. I believe that you can move in my world. I believe that you can turn my life around, that you can bring dead things back to life, that you can give me a brand new life. If you want to pray a prayer declaring that over your life and putting your life right with God, putting your life in God's hands, just right where you're at, I want you to bow your head and close your eyes. And this is a moment just between you and God where you're gonna make a decision. I'm gonna cross over from death to life. I'm placing my life in God's hands. And here's what we're gonna do. We're all gonna pray a prayer repeating after me. And I wanna remind you, it's not the words of this prayer that save us. It's the condition of our heart saying, God, I'm giving my life into your hands. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I believe that you died on a cross for my sins. And so right now, Jesus, I give you my life. Become the Lord of my life. I give you my past. I give you my present. God, I give you my future. I'm yours, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, we believe that you are a brand new creation in Christ. And I just want to take a moment and celebrate the brand new thing that God is doing in your life. You're in God's hands now. He's going to take care of you. He's going to walk with you through the middle of this waiting season and bring you out to a brand new future. And right now, for all of those people that call My City Church home, I'm going to challenge you right now to give above and beyond into our Vision Builders Miracle Offering. It's going to go to making a difference in our city right here, right now, meeting real needs. And we're going to not just get stuck in this waiting time, but we're going to keep on looking with great expectation into the future. Let's give generously. Hey, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in today. We love you at My City Church. We're going to keep on showing up in your world, online and social media and so much more. Hey, we're praying for you. And right where you're at, we're going to go into one more worship song. And I want to pray for you as we get out of here. Father, I thank you for every person who's watching on the screen. God, I pray that right now they would worship you. Lord God, that you'd fill their hearts with joy and that they would have peace knowing that they are in your hands. Come on, let's worship together.
Thanks for checking out the My City Church podcast. We hope that this message inspired you to love God, love people, and lead in life. If you'd like to connect with us further, please visit us on the web at mycitychurch.cc. Until next time, we are believing that the best is yet to come in your life.